So, do you actually believe in all this stuff that you talk about? You've got the Buddhas and the Krishnas and the Jesus and the Mahdi and the Donald Duck, whatever going on there. Is that all just a game for you? Are you doing it just for the likes? Are you trolling around? What do you actually believe in? All these eerie Jesus digs. What are you on about? Do you believe in God? What's going on? Please clarify your stance. Do you actually stand behind what you're talking about? Okay. Well, first of all, I'm definitely not doing it for the likes. Right? Go and have a look. I'm averaging 3 likes a post across platforms with 55 odd views and 1 comment out of 10. And I put silly hours into the production simply because these are things that deserve to be produced, in my view. So, that in itself tells a tale. Beyond that, let's unpack the story, the myth, the belief as to what's actually going on here. Say, for example, is Jesus actually real? Or is he just a reframed solar myth like the Zeitgeist people used to say back in the days? Now, as with all things, there is a mix of history, legend, and symbols. The teachings themselves, is there truth there? Yes, there is. The life story narrative, is there a real story there? Yes, there is. How historical is it? Well, hell if I know. But is it a real story? Does it tell you something? Yes, it certainly does. And again, do I believe that Krishna wrestled the whirlwind demon in the sky and swallowed a forest fire? It does add up when you understand the patterns, when you read the symbols, and you recognize the cognitive process that is being illustrated, the archetypal patterns that are being illustrated. Then do these patterns incarnate into living situations? Yes, they do. And not only in one individual, historical or otherwise, legendary or otherwise, they repeat over and over again in our lives at different scales, in individual stories, in civilizational processes, in natural cycles. That's all there. And do I believe that the Buddha walked up and down the stairway to heaven and interviewed, interrogated, and taught the gods of the 33 and creator up high? That happens. That too is a certain cognitive process. It does not mean that we in this physical, corporeal body do all sorts of marvelous feats. But for those who attend to the pattern, to the metaphysical essence of what's going on, they may envision it even in their mind's eye and even in their projected overlay, witness it happening. So all of that is there, and all of that I believe not, but I reflect from it. So I don't believe in the factual accuracy of any of this. I have no reason to believe or disbelieve. What I believe in, what I cognize, is patterns and symbols dressed in language, dressed in countless narratives for our understanding to make certain more abstract realities relatable, tangible, concrete, and applicable. That is a process that I not only believe in, but that I witness in action across the board. Then, do you believe in God? Now, what the hell even is that God of yours, of mine, of the other person? Is there a primal radiance of undifferentiated consciousness before this energy of attention is cast through a prism of plurality into countless representations, expressions, impressions? That is certainly there. Do I put that on a throne in a heaven up high? Now, why would I do that? Because it is a non-dual, undifferentiated reality. That is someone's God. Then what about the holographic mirror, the meeting point of all things, and the void beyond all things, the existential potentials that underlie our concrete reality? Are these there? They are there. Are these God? Well, that's up to you to determine, whatever your terms are. There are more concrete, more subtle realities. There are conditioned and unconditioned, composite and homogenic, uncomposed planes of reality, existence and consciousness. That's all there. It is not something to believe in, and believing in it is pointless. The only point in believing is that this belief brings your awareness to a certain framing. Through that framing, you get to recognize what's actually going on in this real life of ours. Then, in short, do I believe in all these tales? No, I don't believe, literally, in any of these tales, including the tales of our lives. They too are made of symbols, a fabric of patterns. I believe, and I perceive, and I seek that weave and loom of patterns that is the underlying reality of all these stories unfolding in the countless legends, in the legends of our lives. That is the primary substance and the essence, not the specific representations of anything. So then, do I engage these tales? I certainly do, in order to illustrate, in order to bring us closer to the patterns that underlie all things, that connect all things, that grant us perception of the system as a whole in its countless forms. You master the pattern and you see the countless algorithms churning off the same basic substance. You get to the primaries, the underlying archetypes of what is their dynamics, their interrelations. Through that, a different field of perception and understanding unfolds. That is what all of this is geared for. And the hope is that some of it will stick. And with the topics we explore, you will gain for yourself a deeper and broader perception, recognition, and understanding of what's actually going on in this life and in this reality of ours. Now, is this your modernist take an interpretation? Are you not contradicting the ancients? Perhaps they literally believed in all of their tales. Well, you see, perhaps in the Abrahamic traditions, there is less of a tradition of understanding of the method and the means of communication. But when we get into the Dharmic, Indic, etc. tradition, you will find it abundantly clear from the very same authors who crafted all these narratives. The art of rhetoric, even the use of hyperbole, the function of similes, etc. These classical arts of composition, they're all used as means of communication. Even from the strata of, say, Vedic knowledge, the hymns, etc., rituals, distilled into Vedanta, the Upanishadic high philosophy, abstract and very intangible. And it was deemed as such. It was deemed as being for the metacognitive elite, in a manner of speaking, unfit for communication, not a culture for the masses. Therefore, the Puranic narratives, the legends, the epics, from Mahabharata to Bhagavata, etc., mediums of expression laced with symbols, with a meta weave, a pattern fabric underlying all of that, every archetype resonating with an aspect of our being, the stories leading us to certain journeys in cognition. This is the point and the purpose of these tales. And as such, we are not limited to the tales that were. We are not limited to the tales that are. We are at liberty to craft new tales, new legends, even in our own lives, through what we call middleware, an overlay, a dressing, a coating of the more primal symbols, the abstract patterns expressed via metaphors, via parables, via archetypal roles and storylines. These are means of communication. These are accessibility. These are the user interface that makes more abstract realities accessible and operable for you. So that much on what I believe in, that much on what is real. I believe in patterns, I believe in symbols, I believe in archetypal weaves that cycle over and over again in parallel, recursively, across every domain and every level playing tire of life and existence, individually, internally, physically, mentally, in interaction, societies, civilizations, in nature, in the broader universe. That is my stance, and I stand behind it. And what you make of it is entirely up to you. I certainly do not expect everyone to grasp all of it. But whatever that you grasp, may that provide you with some insight. Not because I said so, but because you recognized the pattern in yourself, in your life, in the world you are witnessing. Take that, make of it what you will. and I hope that it improves your life, brings you more peace, brings you more clarity, brings you more harmony on your path ahead into wherever it is that you are going, as whatever it is that you conceive yourself of as being. With that, we conclude the Tales from the Backyard. May this be the pilot of a new series, the Meta Unpackings, where we look at the backstory and the underlying realities deeper and at more depth than what the format of our essential condensed kernel talks packages facilitate. Different formats, different storylines for different audiences, some of it for everyone, some of it for no one. Regardless, all of it out there, because all of these were things that emerged that deserved to be said. Okay, let's wrap it there. Be well. Thank you.